Hello, my name is Marjorie Wingrove, and I'm your host of Death Happens, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio, 92.7 CFFF. I've created this show as a way to normalize the conversation around death-related topics. Death is inevitable for every living thing. I believe knowledge and preparation can create some comfort and peace of mind. Today I'm joined by a group of poets and musicians. Several months ago, Diane Baker Mason, who was on the show last week, invited me to join the Hidden Poets Society. We're a tough bunch of verse makers who have met every Thursday afternoon, writing, laughing, and crying through the insanity of this pandemic, reminding each other that our creativity keeps us somewhat sane. We'll start with a song from Michelle Rumble. It's a song written by Sting. It's called I Hung My Head. That will be followed by a poem by me.
Early one morning with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. The shot rang out across the land. The horse she kept running, the rider was dead. Oh, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream, and my brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the salt lands, and that's where they found me with my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, now why had I run? It's then it came to me just what I had done. Just one piece of lead. Oh, I hung my
dead. Oh, I hung my head.
Between green and violet, the color of the sky, or the sea on a sunny day, adrift, sinking, I exhale hard and descend, flutter down, and I'm on my back at the bottom of the pool, sun and synthetic light shooting through the ripples as I lie there, butt cheeks on the tiles, goggles on so my eyes don't sting, and I'm a mermaid with great power to be still and hide from other swimmers. The sound is a hum made of different sources of sound, splashes of feet and arms and bodies jumping in, a fan, a pump, a generator, appropriate music, easy to listen to, intermittent between trickling sounds. I lie there, flat, looking up. No one is the wiser. I bob a bit with the rhythms, but I'm mostly calm and still. Concerns bubble out of me and disappear. I ask myself if my thoughts are useful. They are not. I ask how my thoughts behave. They do not. So I let the bubbles take my thoughts away up to the surface. I only desire to stay there, at the bottom of the pool, surrounded by azure teal, Louis Blue wetness, my body looking like it could be bloated with death. But it isn't. Not yet. Not while I'm happy in the weightless wet.
I Think About Dying by Brenda McGovern. I think about dying every day. Truth is, I'm more afraid of living, but I can't not live. I signed up for this adventure. There is no other way for me to be in the world in which I live. And I wrestle with these dichotomies every day. I'm very uncomfortable with the expectation that I be taken to the mat. But taken to the mat is very important. Because when I do, I feel everything as I lose this disconnection and connect to another me before the world told her who to be. It is strangely familiar, and this is the gateway. To smell my opponent's rancid sweat, to feel their searing, sticky breath on the back of my neck, to hear the referee's ominous count, to taste my own tears of 62 years. To be completely dialed in, yet no longer invested in the applause and cajoling of the patrons begging for a winner and loser. I have arrived at the decision place. I must be willing and able to die every day. I would have it no other way. I have decided.
That was Brenda McGovern with I Think About Dying. Here is Harpe and Norm Lucien on The Death of a Friend.
Upon the death of a great friend. Comfort ourselves in the face of great unknowns. We tell ourselves, soothe ourselves in the hope there's an angel for everything. And they take the best for good reason.
I'm Diane Baker Mason, and this poem is called The Visitors. When my father lay dying of cancer, it snuck up on him one fall. I gave him a gift of a stuffed toy, and he didn't like it at all. He growled from his hospital linens, "What would I need this for?" He took it from me so roughly, I thought it would end on the floor. But it was a little stuffed beagle, the sort that you'd give to a child. And despite his knee-jerk reaction, soon the old man seemed beguiled. "Give it back," I said, "if you want to." But he pulled it away from my clutch. "No," he replied, "I will keep it," and added, "Thanks very much." He held it up to his thin face, cradled it under his chin. I saw his whole body soften, as if he had let something in. "Remember our little dog, Caesar?" I asked, knowing sure that he would. That dog, years ago, was his best friend, with him through bad and through good. He nodded and cuddled the toy dog. With his gaunt hand, he patted its head. The two of us hung there in silence, recalling a dog long since dead. I soon headed home to my husband, telling Dad I'd be back the next day. Dad grunted and lifted the stuffed toy, half-heartedly waved it my way. That night, in the hospital hallway, a clicking approached my dad's room. A jingle of dog tags chimed softly. Two brown eyes searched in the gloom. Caesar curled up at his bedside. The sun somewhere struggled towards dawn. When I returned in the morning, my dad and the dog were both gone.
That was Diane Baker Mason with The Visitors. And here is Lydia Knox.
To Mort. My grandmother once told me that when you arrived, you would knock on the door 3 times. It happened to her father in Prague during the Second World War. The night knocking, with no one there, just the wind. Just the wind tumbling into the room with crystal snow and a huh of ice and empty. We felt you in our belly, a hairball of void, the sounds of Nazis marching, timed like machines, robots, always hungry, trains screaming, "We're not Jewish." Lies. My grandmother saw you fold your wings over your face, thousands of wings, with your scroll of names unwinding into the maybe, could be, might be. Your face was beautiful and black, like soot, like space. You take things and leave an empty pit like a dry tooth rotting a gum. Sometimes you're embraced, like maybe my grandfather embraced you a day before my grandmother died. I held her delicate hand. That time you stole in like a virus spinning to the sound of weeping. Take it back. Sometimes I feel your shadow at my heel. Not enough time. A text from my son or my daughter. Independent adults walking away, foot out the door. My fist in my mouth to muffle the sounds. Was I a good mother? You pick my friends like holy flowers, leaving me lighter and heavy at the same time. One day, me, but for now, I see you coming and going. I know.
Sue Peters and Dwight Peters, known as Sue and Dwight, had a close friend who, at the end of a very long, full, active life, chose to die by MAID, which stands for Medical Assistance in Dying. This song, A Good Life, is about their friend and the experience of being with him as he died.
He chose the way he would go, so he could run the show. There was laughter, and there were tears along the way. As we made plans for the day, we saw a man so brave who faced with grace a destiny unknown. It was a long life, still the years flew. by too fast. It was a good life, but everything must pass. He chose the day that he would go, and we tried not to let it show that we were sad, though tears sometimes betrayed. His room was filled with friends who loved him till the end and gave him strength to journey on his way. Chose to go. If he was scared, it didn't show as he sang along to all his favorite songs. He said, God bless you all, that made us smile. And then he closed his eyes as we sang him home to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It was a long life. Still the years flew by too fast. It was a good life, but everything must pass. God bless you all was his goodbye. And then he closed his eyes as we sang him home to Hallelujah, Hallelujah. As we sang him home to Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
I can only watch death from the sidelines. It's not like I can just jump right in, play around for an inning or two, then go sit back down on a bleacher and write about it. I don't mean to compare death to a game. I mean, who knows what's going on the other side. However, it seems death can happen anywhere. Life is a big field, and death always manages to sneak in and win in the end. I wonder if the dead watch life from the sidelines, pacing anxiously on the line, up and down, or quietly from under the bleachers. Do they have time for that? Seems the more fully one lives their life, the more ready they are to die. Am I missing something here? If I watch life from the sidelines, is that a form of being dead? Is that all? Is that a whole other story? I can only watch death from the sidelines.
This poem is called No End of Days, and it's by Linda Marie. Oh, how I shall embrace you, the beginning of the biting winds of change, death, dying, the impermanence of it all. You cannot chill me to the bone of my soul. You can only apply bittersweet nips on my neck of remembering that there is nowhere to go from here, nowhere to have come from. When we realize how perfect everything is at this very moment, we shall lift our heads to the sky and laugh so loud it will shake the pillars of existence.
That was Death from the Sidelines by Harp and Norm Lucien, and No End of Days from Linda Marie, and here is The Knowing One by Brenda McGovern.
The Knowing One and Me. Come here, my angel. Come, let's set a spell. I need to have a chat with you, and I need you to listen well. You ready for your next adventure? Oh, most definitely, I decreed. Then she scooped me up, embraced me, and placed me on her knee. It was the briefest of exchanges between the knowing one and me. She said, "You won't remember this little song I sing. You will relegate it to a dream." She started rocking me so gently, I began to fall asleep. And she sang to me a lullaby, and I started to dream. What lessons would you like to learn? What color is your skin? How would you like to live this life with this cacophony of kin? You'll be most unlike them all. You will have a challenge fitting in, but this will spark your remembering when the light is getting thin. You'll have the most excellent adventures. You'll seem to travel all alone. You will eventually remember that you never left home. And you'll forget this ancient lullaby. Oh, that's the way the journey's always been. It's forgetting, then remembering while you're looking for your kin. I am so very proud of you. You'll never get to hear it, but you will find there was no mistake when I chose you, my dearest. You see, you're the truest expression of love, my love, go love. But you will forget your calling, so I may have to give you a little nudge. You will long to be expressing this love I have for you, so I'll send you a group of poets. Please say yes when she asks you. Each week I will invite you to transcribe what you hear and read it to your gaggle. There is nothing to fear. And I had to tell you this way so you could see it clear. You're not just a child of mine. I sang you into this life and gave you magic everywhere. The last truth I shall leave you with may create some discomfort. I am you, you are me, we are thee. The knowing one is me.
When my mother was young, death was the howl of a dog in the night. A foot on her doorstep, calling her soul to take flight. And who'd have believed it'd come round? And who'd have believed it'd come round? And who'd have believed? Tap it.
That's Harpin Norm Lucien with Death is the Howl of a Dog. Harpin Norm is well known throughout Canada and internationally, particularly for playing harmonica. His most recent CD is called Close to the Flame. Diane Baker Mason is an award-winning writer known for Last Summer at Bare Bones, Men with Brooms, and a play that I was in called Your Smile is Like Your Mother's, the artist said. Diane is a retired lawyer living in Toronto. Lydia Knox is an extraordinary artist working in oils in the themes of nature, figures, and magic, and you can find her work on Etsy.com. Sue and Dwight are folk musicians and TTC buskers with a loving and unique take on life and their surroundings. They have a number of CDs out, one of which is called For a Moment. They put on a show on Facebook every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Brenda McGovern has worked in the field of mental health. She's also been a singer, fronting her band and performing in a fusion of jazz, blues, and flamenco. Brenda experienced a stroke 2 years ago, spending 2 months in hospital. It's been a long recovery, after being told she had a 30% chance of survival. She says, I was determined to live, and I kicked those odds asses. Linda Marie, I have not yet had the pleasure of meeting, but I'm glad she contributed her poem for today's show. Death is what happens when we're done living this life. My dear peers were generous to bring me their pieces about death, and I'm so grateful. We're going to end with something upbeat and life-affirming today. Michelle Rumble and I have been crossing paths for years without knowing it. Michelle is a singer-songwriter based in Toronto from Scarborough with New Orleans in her heart. The songs I chose to play today are from her album Years Behind, produced by Kevin Quain. Here's Michelle Rumble with Make a List. My name is Marjorie Wingrove, and you've been listening to Death Happens.
It's time to make a list, burn it up and move along. Time to sing a whole new kind of song. Time to see a sky of blue, not gray, not rain. Time to hang with an elevated class. Time to stop sitting on dreams with my ass. Pots and golds and rainbows trump the pain. Life meant for living, love meant for giving. No more buts and if you please. You might have had a plan, but it's time to make a new one. Make sure it has a little fun. Embed a little joy, carve out a little time to play. Forget about roads and paths and plans. Forget about old dreams. You can make some new ones with a better chance to stay. Life meant for living, love meant for giving. No more buts and if you please. Dreams may be good. Life can be better than you dream. No one should be smell a chance, have a nice dinner party with folks you just met. Take a drawing lesson, learn the new math, throw oatmeal and rose water in your bath. Grab every greasy moment you can get. Life meant for living, love meant for giving. No more buts and if and if you please. Burn it up and move along. Time to sing a whole new kind of song. Time to see a sky of blue, not gray, not rain.